Okay, time paradox. If I went back in time and killed my grandmother, I would cease to exist. But then, who killed my grandmother? Well, that's maybe more interesting than talking about Paris Hilton, isn't it? This is the Weekly News in Review from the Harpers.org website and KillRadio.org here in Los Angeles. I'm Bennett, your faithless host, and this is your quick 10-minute summary of the past week's news, or anyway, the past week's news up till June 12th, 2007, when this is posted. This was written by Theodore Ross of the Harpers.org website. Thanks to Theodore and Harpers. Here we go. President G. Wiz Bush traveled to Europe, where he declared an end to the Cold War, suggested that a U.S. missile shield was not something we ought to be hyperventilating about, and suffered a stomachache that left him slightly indisposed. In Iraq, the Sunni-dominated Islamic army announced that it would no longer threaten the project of jihad by continuing to fight the mythical Al-Qaeda group. A security assessment found that just one-third of Baghdad's neighborhoods were under U.S. control. Police recruits shot a suspicious woman. A Catholic priest was kidnapped along with five boys, and 27 corpses, each shot in the head and showing signs of torture, were recovered. Yeesh. Proposed war czar. We already have a drug czar. Now we have a war czar. Lieutenant General Douglas Lute described the results of the U.S. troop surge as uneven. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said people stood a greater chance of being hit by lightning than dying at the hands of a terrorist. Let's keep that in mind. And that anyone worried about being killed by a terrorist should get a life. A clearly deranged German man attempted to board the Popemobile in the Vatican and was beaten by the vigilanza, the pontiff's security force. Government doctors announced that the machine controlling Dick Cheney's heart was as old as he is and should be replaced, as he should. China was in the grip of Web 2.0 madness. Are they just catching up with the millennium? And the U.S. military was developing lethal water guns to combat scuba-equipped terrorists. And three adulterers were executed by firing squad in Khyber, Pakistan, the king of the Khyber rifles. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton thanked God for helping her endure the sexual indiscretions of her husband. The Republican presidential candidates met in New Hampshire to engage in verbal combat over immigration, and Eric Alterman, the author of the Altercation blog, was arrested after an altercation with police at the Democratic debate. Two John McCain campaign officials were fired for refusing to rape and pillage church directories for potential donors. John Edwards said it was fine if Rudolph Giuliani chose a campaign platform of 4 more years of what the current president has done. He will never be elected, Edwards added, but he is allowed to do just that. Violence erupted in the Alabama State Senate when a Democrat called Republican Charles Bishop a son of a bitch. I responded to his comment with my right hand, said Bishop. Fleeting expletives were ruled legal by a U.S. court. Three Finnish fishermen were abducted by the Iranian government. U.S. efforts to recapture a shipping vessel taken by pirates off the Horn of Africa failed, and Spanish naval authorities threatened to board two boats they believe hold stolen treasure. Global warming was linked to an upsurge in cat sex, and NFL running back Clinton Portis explained why he ridiculed laws against dog fighting. "I'm not even a pets man," Portis explained. "I've got a fish. That's the easiest thing to keep up. I've never been into dogs, never dealt with dogs, don't like playing with dogs. But at the same time," he added, there's a lot of people who are crazy over pets. Meanwhile, students at Harvard University were scalping tickets to their own graduation. High school officials in Galesburg, Ohio, withheld the diplomas of five seniors after their friends and families cheered too loudly at the commencement. And three students were arrested in Aurora, Illinois, following a cafeteria food fight. "Milk cartons, full pop bottles, and blue slushies were flying around," said one student. "Kids literally brought the food to throw it, and to me, that's a little expensive." The Spanish people resisted a government proposal to add lyrics to the national anthem. "It's fine to identify a country with music," said one Madrileño. "But a country with words, no, I don't like it." In China, a spike in the price of pork tenderloin and bacon caused some people to begin eating more fish. And it was reported that Zhang Zhang, a 5-year-old panda bred in captivity and released into the wild, was found dead last February. Wild pandas are suspected. Forest guards in western India were using cell phone ringtones of cows mooing, goats bleating, and roosters crowing to lure hungry leopards away from human encampments. In Selmer, Tennessee, a preacher's wife was sentenced to 3 years in prison for murdering her husband, whom she said had forced her to perform unnatural sex acts with a black wig and platform shoes. And in Bautzen, Germany, three teenagers were found not guilty of impairing the sex drive of an ostrich. Britain's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds banned the word cock from its website. Tit and swallow, however, were still permitted. Scientists successfully produced talking construction paper, trained dogs to track polar bear feces, and made stem cells out of adult mice. Cultural taboos against the public discussion of menopause were in decline among the American middle class. And in England, gingerists, or people with a bias against red hair, were subjecting the auburn-headed to slurs like "you ginger bastard" or "you right ginger winger." The Internet's storehouse of wisdom, information, and pornographic images was determined to weigh 0.2 millionths of an ounce. Time paradox. In an old issue of Jimmy Olsen Comics, Jimmy decided to write a book about his adventures with Superman, but try as he could not come up with a good story. So Superman flew a year, went through time and went a year into the future, went to a bookstore, bought Jimmy's book, and then flew it back in time to the present, gave it to Jimmy, who then typed it up into a manuscript and submitted it to his publisher, where it was published. But Jimmy was left wondering, when exactly did he write the book? Time paradoxes, news paradoxes. What could be more paradoxical than our current time, eh? And, of course, Paris Hilton is in the Twin Towers or somewhere in the jail system here in Los Angeles. That's the weekly news and review. If you want to check any links from these stories, you can go to the harpers.org website and look it up. Meanwhile, thanks for listening. Now you know everything. Go away. Don't bother me.